I first got involved with Iditarod through Larry Thompson, who we worked together, and he needed a pilot and a plane. So the first year I helped haul dog food and then flew the race judge as far as Roan. And then I had to get back to town for work.
Got involved with Iditarod probably in 1978-79. I was a checker at Kinnick, and then I went to downtown. The person who first got me involved in this was Joe Reddington.
My neighbor.
My neighbor, who wanted me to run the Iditarod. And I'm like, no, I'm a sprint musher.
One of the most memorable Iditarod experiences, moments, I had lots of them, but one that really sticks out in my mind was, I don't remember what year it was, I think it was 79 or 80, and Colonel Vaughn was running, and Kitchener was the race manager, and he and I were in McGrath, and we'd gotten word that Colonel Vaughn had crashed and was injured between Farewell and McGrath, but it was actually Nikolai. And so I walked up to him and said, hey, you want to go for a plane ride? And he looked at me and smirked. He knew exactly what I was up to. He said, sure. So we took off from McGrath. I found him. The wind was blowing just right, and there was a little beaver pond that was really small. And we landed on it, picked him up, and the people from Nikolai had showed up to take care of the dogs, and we flew him back to McGrath so he could get medical attention. And he was glad to see us. But that's one of many.
One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences was when I was checker at Kinnick, and Bud Smith comes in, and he's got, I think, something like 20 dogs, and then he has dogs underneath. And the race marshal called me and said, hold him there. And I went, really? Sure, okay, you're not going anywhere, buddy. And that was it.
Being it's the 50th Iditarod makes me feel really great that I was able to participate and help further the experiences and the well-being of all the dogs. I really enjoyed hauling the dogs on the trail. I could get about 8 of them in my cub, and they were usually fairly well behaved, but all I had to do was do a little maneuver with the airplane to quiet them down in the air if they got too excited or needed to be, you know, to quiet them down. But yeah, it was great. I just loved the way they took care of the dogs, and just meant a lot to me.
Knowing this is the 50th Iditarod makes me feel very grateful that I was able to help promote the race in the very beginning and that it's reached its 50th year.
Well, what I know for sure in life is that I'm terribly in love with my wife, and we met on the Iditarod Trail. In fact, we had our honeymoon on the Iditarod Trail, and Ruby, was it Ruby?
Oh, I was going to tell that one.
I think it was Ruby. We pitched a tent, and it was about
Iditarod.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, Emmett Peters' dog, Inoko. Yeah.
Inoko Lodge.
Inoko Lodge. We slept in a tent, and Emmett Peters' lead dogs came in and slept with us in our tent that night. It was about 20 below. They were welcomed. It was cold.
Yes, that was really funny when Emmett Peters' sled dog, his lead dog, came into the tent. I thought Mike was going to be amorous. And then all of a sudden I thought, wow, did he eat fish? And I opened my eyes and here was the dogs with his nose right in my face. And I went, Emmett, get your lead dog out of here.